You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Hamilton City Council has voted to re-implement a bylaw that restricts the solicitation of sex on the city's streets. The bylaw has been in place for the last 10 years and imposes a $20,000 fine on those sex workers who contravene it. By their own admission, the council are on shaky legal ground and possibly going against the decriminalisation of sex work that occurred in 2003. I spoke with Dame Catherine Healy from the New Zealand Prostitutes Collective about the bylaw, first asking what it actually criminalises.
It's a restrictive bylaw. They've got the right to determine the location of brothels, and you know, the history really is that this has been challenged and we lost that challenge, and it went through the Court of Appeals and that was lost as well. So in terms of the location of brothels, there's not much we can do in that regard. But what we do have concerns about is the street-based sex working provision. The council has gone into an area traditionally that other councils haven't. When the Prostitution Reform Act went through Parliament, it did allow for a council to determine the location of brothels, but it didn't speak to the part of, you know, in terms of street-based sex work, it didn't say that council had the right to determine where street-based sex work occurred. And so we're quite staggered to see that Hamilton City Council has reintroduced soliciting laws. Those were repealed under the Summary Offences Act when the law changed in 2003, and it seems that Hamilton is determined to flout that part of the legislation and has created this bylaw which provides for a $20,000 fine if you're caught soliciting in Hamilton. And we're really disturbed by this. I mean, the bylaw has been there for some time and a lot of our attention was focused on the challenge around the location of brothels. So, you know, 10 years on, from that period of, you know, 2005 through to 2003 to 2010, you know, there was a lot of energy going into the location of brothels. But now is the time to say, look, what do you think you're doing? I mean, you know, introducing a provision that allows for sex workers to be fined for soliciting in Hamilton is really outrageous. A $20,000 fine.
Have they provided reasons for why they want to do this, or do they have a moral objection to sex work?
We believe there's lots of reasons. You know, they talk about communities, you know, and how communities respond to that kind of activity and so on. But, you know, underlying this, we believe there's definitely a moral objection and a kind of bloody-mindedness. You know, we'll ignore what Parliament has decreed, and Parliament decided in 2003 to repeal that part of the legislation because it was recognised that it caused harm to sex workers. You know, we had a cyclic thing happening. Sex workers would be fined under the Summary Offences Act, $200. They'd go to court, they'd go back out to the street to make money to pay for the fine. And, you know, it wasn't productive, it wasn't helpful, it made people nervous about carrying condoms. Things like this, you know, were determined way back then. So it's kind of really concerning that Hamilton is not, if you like, respecting that decision. And the other thing too, like, sex workers go about their daily business, and our concern is that some people may well be going about their daily business as sex workers, you know, people go shopping and do all sorts of things. And if, you know, just imagine if you were doing this and you were known to be a sex worker, people might then say, oh, look, there she goes, she's soliciting. We know already that two people have been approached and council wasn't successful, fortunately, in I'm not sure of the right language here, if it's prosecuting or fining them or what the right language is, but you know, that's of concern to us because this activity was decriminalised in 2003.
Are there any avenues to challenge this decision by the council? Because, I mean, they've admitted they're on pretty shaky legal ground.
Which is astounding, you know, that they have, I think their own people have pointed out that they are indeed going into territory that could be determined to be illegal. So it's kind of astounding that they would ignore this advice, as well as the Prostitution Reform Act. So there is a process where people can have their say, and it's an app. You go in and you just fill out a form and so on online. There's an opportunity also to speak to council on a date that they determine. So, yes, I mean, there's a process in place, and we really hope they don't go ahead, but we are not heartened to date by their actions. Mm.
How does this bylaw impact sex workers in Hamilton? Have you heard anything from them at all?
Well, yes, we have had contact with sex workers in Hamilton, and we have to say that a lot of this discussion is based on theoretical argument, because there aren't street-based sex workers in Hamilton who have come to our attention. So, you know, it's not a known street-based site, and, you know, that's not to say that things may not be happening. It's just to say that NZPC, our organisation, hasn't come across people who are working in this way. Mm. So, the council may well say it's because of the bylaw. We would say that's nonsense, because there hasn't been a history related to Hamilton and you know, street-based sex work there. So, you know, but that concerns us on, you know, those other levels, that, you know, there seems to be a kind of that bloody-mindedness, ignoring what Parliament has done, kind of trampling on the little people, if you like, and just ignoring the potential harm. If indeed, you know, there were to be sex workers in the area, you know, the idea that even two have been approached was disturbing for us.
Do you feel that the councils who made this decision, I suppose, were informed enough on the issue, or are they trying to pander to what they see as the public mood on the issue?
I think that, you know, certainly we submitted and pointed out this irregularity, and so, you know, it would be hard for any councillor to say they weren't really aware, but it's possible. I mean, you know, it's possible that some truly weren't aware. We've also been chastised by one councillor and called naughty for pointing this out before an election. But, you know, the timing's not ours, and it's, you know, this is just the standard review of the bylaw, and, you know, the timing is the council's.
And I guess just finally, are you hopeful that the bylaw won't be re-implemented?
Yes, we're hopeful that, you know, more consideration will be given to this. We're not wanting to be combative here. We just, you know, want to know that, you know, due consideration has occurred, and people can change their minds, and the world continues.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.